Welcome to The Realest Uncensored, where we're bringing you real fucking issues, real fucking opinions. I'm Checkers, and over there, as always, is MJ.
What's going on, everybody? Listen on your favorite podcast directory, YouTube and Rumble.
And apparently, if you're listening to us on YouTube and Rumble, you're hearing stuff that our other social media accounts can't hear because it gets pulled down because somebody gets their feelings hurt.
Yeah, it does.
That's the problem in this country.
Yeah, there really is no freedom of speech. I know we're using their platform or whatever. And people can have that, you know, if they disagree with us, say it. That's fine. But don't complain and go run like a bitch to whatever platform that may be and fucking get the video taken down.
I would rather somebody just say, hey, give their opinion or whatever, whether it be it agrees with us or disagrees with us, because that's the country we live in. And like I said in a previous show, we have been taught that you can't talk about politics or religion in this country. So now it's frowned upon. And if you do talk about it, you can't have a civil conversation about it because nobody's used to talking about it. And if it goes against each side.
Yeah, it's true. It is very true. You used to be able to do that. You used to be like, well, why the hell you vote for that guy? Well, this is why.
Yeah, the last generation to do that was like our grandparents' generation.
No. Trickled into our parents' generation, though.
Not really.
Yeah.
I remember birthday parties or, family events and, everybody that was of that generation, my grandparents' age, all get together and be just talking politics.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Let's get into how screwed up this country is. Well, we still got the rights to put this out on these podcast directories.
So my first one's from Newsmax. Gas prices rising faster than usual this year.
Well, I know. You were bitching about it last night.
I was. I swear to God, I get, because I travel a pretty good distance to work. I swear the last time I got gas, it was like 15 cents cheaper. But.
I don't know. I don't look at the gas prices.
Well, yeah. I wonder why. While gas prices typically rise in the first half of the year, they are rising more in 2024. And drivers are about to feel the pinch, the Wall Street Journal reports. In the first months of the year, more Americans get back on the road and refiners move to less polluting summer blends. This year, however, the Organization of the Petroleum Exporting Countries has cut production, U.S. sanctions against Russian oil continue, and Ukrainian drones have hammered key Russian refineries. There's a pretty good fix to this, and that's just drill our own shit.
Can't do that until Trump gets in.
Yeah, well, actually, I have an article that I found that goes along with this. Additionally, U.S. oil refineries have been disrupted by winter storms, with their utilization dropping to less than 81% for 2 weeks in February. All of this has pushed up the prices of U.S. crude this year by 16% to 83.17 cents a barrel. Unleaded gas costs $3.54 a gallon on average Friday, according to the AAA, up 3% from a year ago, but up 14% higher than the start of the year. And actually, I paid like 10 cents less than the national average, which is ridiculous because I think it should be cheaper here. But Salt Lake City is one of the regions that have been seeing the biggest increase in gas prices, up 61 cents in the past month to $3.77 a gallon. St. Louis has seen its gas rise 51 cents in the past month to an average of $3.44 a gallon. And Chicago has risen 39 cents to $4.07. That's fucked.
Hey, but Biden's administration lowered gas prices.
Oh, yeah. They definitely did. Fucking idiots.
All they did was, when they first got in, they raised them so high, and then they started lowering them to make it look like they were lowering them. When in all reality, it was higher to begin with.
Yeah, exactly. So that's going to do it for that article.
This one's from Fox News. Boston says it's overrun by illegal immigrants, plans to place them in veterans housing. If anybody listening doesn't have a fucking problem with that, like, they're kicking, going to be displacing veterans for illegal immigrants.
That's fucked.
Maura Healey is a fucking a dumbass, and the governor, not the governor, she is the governor. The mayor of Boston is another fucking idiot.
Pretty much sums up most of Massachusetts.
Yeah, and you know, we've said for months now that our system is at capacity. That's what Healy is claiming, and they think it's a good idea to just displace veterans out of housing so they can have illegals. Well, you guys are a sanctuary city, I believe, or a sanctuary state. So shouldn't you already have these facilities up and running?
Absolutely.
And then if you want to check this out, it's actually a video on Fox News. So we can talk about it a little, but there's not much to really dive into because it's a video. But I just wanted to bring it to everybody's attention because this is what's going on, not only in New York City or in California, but Massachusetts is turning into one of these states too, which is not just with illegals. It's with the gun rights. It's with, you know, how to defend yourself in that state. Like, Massachusetts is becoming another state of, why do you live there?
Exactly.
Really? Yeah. Why do you live there? Same with like New York. Why do you live there? You're not getting anything out of living out of that state. You're losing more like living in those states than you are gaining anything. The illegal immigrants are going to be running your state offices pretty soon because, yeah, like, New York just made it okay for them to start working. They don't even have to pass any tests. They don't even have to have a diploma or a GED. And they're going to be taking jobs and making laws, and you as an American citizen are just going to have to abide by it unless you move out of the state.
Which everybody already should have by now.
And I understand, you know, it's expensive, but you should, you know, do what you can to get out of the state. It's going to be, if you're a family, it's going to be better for your kids growing up. It's going to be better for you overall growing up. You're not going to have to deal with illegals. I mean, you got to deal with illegals in every state because they're just coming in mass droves. But yeah, you have more of a chance in other states. And the other thing is like you've said, is like, perfect example is like California, you know, Illinois, New York, Massachusetts, like different states like that. They have bigger cities.
Yeah.
So everybody wants to be close to those bigger cities, and it's just becoming overpopulated. And like you said, the country really isn't overpopulated. It's just certain areas are very dense.
Yeah, it's the areas that's oversaturated because people want every store within 10 minutes of themselves. Nobody can drive, you know, just a little bit to go to this store or that store. It doesn't make sense.
Or it's becoming so much money to live in the inner cities that these people are moving to the outskirts of the city, which is now backing up highways, you know, all this other stuff. But, you know, it's hard to live in the city when your governor and mayor is just giving away your housing to illegals.
Absolutely.
And it's not just veterans being kicked out. It's, you know, people of the black community, you know, the lower income communities, you know, they're getting displaced for a bunch of illegals that have measles, tuberculosis. You were just saying that.
Yeah. Something just came up that, you know, these migrants are bringing tuberculosis and all this shit over because they don't have the immunization that we have here. So they're just carrying it around.
It's like in the next few years, we're going to be living in like the medieval times.
I mean, we are fast tracking to that point.
I mean, you think about it. It's like you got all these diseases popping up. They're talking about plagues and stuff, and, you know, everything going on in the world. You know, Americans got to worry about what the U.S. government's doing on top of what's going on in the, you know, the world stage, because you got World War III, which is going on, but it could kick off at any point because it's getting pretty active in Eastern Europe, the Middle East, and the Pacific. I mean,
yeah, there's a bunch of, I saw something that there's a bunch of ships over near Taiwan.
Yeah, right now. That just came out. You know, you got France and their stupid president trying to provoke Putin into a war, and it's like, what are you doing? You're on the other side of Europe, and you're trying to provoke something. And what's going to end up happening is you're going to fucking provoke the war. You guys are going to get your ass kicked like you did in World War II. And then some other country is going to have to come in and take care of it. And I don't think it's going to be America.
Well, that's what they would expect.
I saw a breaking thing last night that the American Air Force is trying to bring back retired pilots. The airmen that are, or airwomen that are of higher rank, they're trying to bring them back. And, you know, because they're afraid something's going to happen. But that should terrify any American that hears that, because you guys have made such a joke of the military, meaning the U.S. government, with allowing this whole trans thing and, you know, the leaders of the, you know, the military being identified, who clearly look like a man, and it's like, oh no, that's a woman.
Right.
And why are they going to join the military in this country when, you know, you got your president up there threatening he's going to use the U.S. military against the American people? And why would a retired airman or any military vet want to come back when all that's being said?
There's no real drive for them to defend this country, because this country is being run by a fucking bunch of idiots, and they're trying to turn it into a third world country.
And why would they have any drive to protect this country when half of them were kicked out because they wouldn't take a fucking vaccine
that didn't do anything? That too.
For a little sickness that gave you the fever and a cough. And maybe you lost smell or taste or whatever.
Right. Yeah, I don't know. So, my next article is from Fox Business.
Okay.
We're getting professional over here now. Biden administration cancels plans to refill emergency oil reserve amid high prices. The Biden administration has abruptly canceled a plan announced last month to purchase up to 3 million barrels of oil as part of its efforts to refill the strategic petroleum reserves. The SPR, which Congress established for emergency situations, currently contains 363.6 million barrels of oil, a 43% decline from January 2021 when President Biden took office, federal data shows. Biden began depleting the reserve in late 2021 to combat high fuel prices. The Department of Energy said that while it remains committed to refilling the SPR, it would pull back its most recent solicitation for oil amid increasing prices. On March 14th, DOE's Office of Petroleum Reserves announced the solicitation for 3 million barrels of oil to be delivered in August and September to its Bayou Choctaw site in Louisiana, one of four major SPR storage facilities. Keeping the taxpayers' interests in the forefront, we will not award the Bayou Choctaw SPR site in the August and September, and we continue to solicit available capacity as market conditions allow, a DOE spokesperson said. As always, we monitor market dynamics to remain nimble and innovative in our successful replenishment approach to this protect this critical national security asset. Bullshit. You guys don't give a shit. And what the fuck's 3 million barrels going to do anyways? You know, it's going to bring it up to 369 million. It's ridiculous. We just need to fucking drill. These tree hugging motherfuckers need to fucking shut their mouths, and we need to go drill oil, fill the SBR.
It has nothing to do with them. It's your fucking pedophile of a president came in and fucking got rid of like a major pipeline that was supposed to give Americans jobs. Mm-hmm. It was supposed to get us oil drilled in our own country, but you know he wants everything imported in because he doesn't want the United States to self-sustain.
Of course. But that'll do it for that article.
Oh, okay. The fuck? All right. So now, this one's from Town Hall. Illegal immigrants given 7 times more taxpayer-funded benefits than military families. This is great. It pays more to be an undocumented immigrant living illegally in the United States than it does to be a soldier who is serving the country. According to a new report, criminal illegal immigrants are given 7 times more taxpayer-funded assistance than military families are. Part of the $53 million New York City program. Wow.
I know.
New is coming out of one of those states. Illegal immigrant families of four will receive an average of $1,440 a month. This is more than an allowance that is for some deployed troops. According to Military Times, enlisted soldiers received a guaranteed allowance of $452.56 a month in basic for sustain. Deployed soldiers only received $399.90 in a monthly meal deductions despite not using base dining halls. Under the current system, over 200 is lost each month for each deployed soldier and their families. So in other words, soldiers receive about $1,860 less during a 9-month deployment than they would have if they didn't deploy at all. In comparison, illegal immigrant families living in New York City have been given prepaid debit cards totaling $1,440 a month. Each person will receive $360 monthly. The fact that some of these soldiers are paying more while deployed is not the worst hole in the current system, which requires presidential declaration to enable a tax exclusion. Because Somalia was not declared a combat zone in 1993, which means American soldiers deployed there were not qualified for combat zone tax exclusion. The 43 soldiers who paid the ultimate sacrifice during the Operation Restore Hope, which is Black Hawk Down, were also forced to pay an income tax on every cent they made with their dying breath. Korean Response Support Force Captain Christopher Wilson wrote in a letter to Congress. So, Representative Mike Garcia of California warned that this poses a national security concern to the U.S., saying that when the soldiers are deployed, they lose parts of their food subsidies, which is heavily heavy financial and retention burden. Wilson suggested to Congress that they must reform the current tax exclusion into deployment income tax exclusion, DITE, for service members overseas. He cited that this would give soldiers $724 more a month in their paychecks, which would be enough to cover monthly childcare costs while they are deployed. And that's where it ends. But I guarantee... now that he brought that up, they're going to be like, wow, you know what? Those illegal immigrants that were given the fucking $1,400, pretty much $1,500 to in New York, stupid-ass Kathy Hochul and dumb-ass Eric Adams are going to be like, wow, that's a great point. You know, these illegal immigrants are trying to go out there and work, so we got to give them some child care services. We didn't think of that.
Right. Yep, and just write it off. For free.
Yeah. It will be me, you, every taxpayer, taxpaying American will be paying for that.
Yep.
And then you got these fucking idiots
certain group of Americans that want to call them newcomers and wants to call them undocumented. And, oh, nobody is illegal in the world. Well, you know what? Technically, you want to go down that route. We don't have borders then.
Exactly.
Okay? So that the whole argument of them crossing a border goes out the window. So that means when drugs come across the border, that doesn't exist. There's no border. It's an imaginary line.
Yeah. Yep.
So if everybody believes in the imaginary line, then if you go across that imaginary line, you're illegally here.
Exactly. You're illegally here. That's why we have laws. That's why we, enforce laws sometimes. Sometimes it doesn't matter.
And dominantly, everybody coming across the southern border is of military age, a terrorist from the Middle East, or some part of some terrorist group.
I'm sure ISIS has already come through. There's already reports of that.
Also, they are people seeking what they claim asylum, but they're running from their country and the charges they have in that country because they committed murder or some kind of heinous act. You got sex traffickers coming across the border. You got people smuggling children across the border. So, yeah, great group of people. And the fucking Americans defending them, you guys are not going to get it. You guys are useful idiots that are being used to push this propaganda. And then when it all fucking comes down that's what's really going on, you're not going to get a free pass.
No.
You're going to be told, hey, turn the fuck around, and you're going to get a bullet in the back of your head.
Yep. They don't think so, though.
No, they don't.
They think because they are advocating for these people that they're going to be protected and that they're going to be that in crowd with the acceptance of illegal immigrants and all that.
And we talked about this. People like me and you or further down the road that are not for this. Yeah, ultimately, you're going to get the... the same outcome, but they're going to get the work out of you first.
Yeah. Yeah. You got to do that.
Yeah. They need somebody to fucking build all their new structures and statues.
They need to stay, some people to take kick out of their houses so they can have a place to live.
Exactly. But yeah, no, it's comical because we see it on social media. These people, they're newcomers. They're this, they're that. Well, that's great. You feel that way. But you know what? You're ultimately ruining this country.
Yeah. And they're not newcomers. If they were newcomers, they would be people coming through here the right way.
And it's
because they're new here.
And it's funny because people want to throw around like words that I don't even think they understand because like I was talking about, That the Chinese guy that came across the border and somebody commented, okay, so you're for socialism?
What?
Because I was saying that I don't want military-age men coming into our country illegally because they have an agenda. Socialism is, I'm pretty sure we've done a show on, but just a quick reminder, is a potential and economic theory of social organization which advocates that the means of production, distribution, and exchange would be owned or regulated by the community as a whole. That has nothing to do with the fucking southern border.
Nope. Has nothing to do with that guy that came across. Has nothing anything with that.
It's cool to throw out like buzzwords that, you know, they use in the news, but fucking know what the hell you're talking about.
Right, but they do that, and we've seen it time and time again within the comments and just videos that we've seen is they have their one little sentence or phrase or whatever, and then you rebuttal that with, X, Y, and Z, and then they go, bigot.
Blocked.
Yeah, blocked. I'm going to report you. Fucking. All right, so I'll bring it into my next one from Boston 25 News. Massachusetts man facing kidnapping, child endangerment charges in alleged car theft that led to Amber Alert. It's not alleged car theft. They literally have video of him jumping in the car and taking it. That's not alleged. Fucking happened. Windsor, Connecticut. A boy who was inside a car stolen in Massachusetts, prompting in the activation of Amber Alert, was found safe at a hotel in Connecticut on Friday, and the suspect in the incident is now facing criminal charges, authorities said. Vadim Voroboyev is, I guess that's how you say it, 52 of Springfield, is facing charges of kidnapping, child endangerment, and fugitive from justice in Connecticut, and is also expected to be charged with kidnapping, child endangerment, and motor vehicle larceny in Massachusetts, according to the Massachusetts State Police. Voroboyev is accused of stealing a red 2021 Toyota Camry that was parked outside of a residence on Exchange Street in Chicopee, with the motor running and a three-year-old boy in the backseat around 8:40 a.m. The surveillance video obtained by Bossom 25 shows a woman walking out with the child and putting him in the car before walking away. Now, right there, she needs to be brought up on charges. She left her kid in, I don't know if you've been to Chicopee, but I know I've delivered to Chicopee. It's a fucking shithole. So she shouldn't be leaving her kid in the car. She needs to be brought up on child endangerment, child abandonment, whatever fucking charges. Anyways, moments later, the suspect hops into the driver's seat and drives away. The Camry was captured on a license plate reader south, heading south on 91, Route 91 in Longmeadow, and later found in a Stop and Shop parking lot at 1095 Kennedy Road in Windsor, Connecticut, around 10:30 a.m. But Voroboyev and the child weren't inside of it. A short time later, Sadhir Sharethsa, I guess, the general manager of the Roadway Inn and Suites on Bridge Street in East Windsor, contacted police to report that the child had been left on their property by Voroboyev, according to state police. Video taken by the hotel shows the man exiting the driver's side, walking around to let the toddler out before driving off again, leaving the child free to wander the mostly empty parking lot. That's fucking crazy. And this goes on, and it has the general manager's statement, but that he saw the kid and whatnot. But you know, that little boy is now traumatized. Because somebody other than his mom was in the car. They drove all the way down to fucking Windsor, Connecticut. So, and then he was just left out in the parking lot. All because this fucking lady probably forgot her phone or something back in the fucking house and just strapped the kid into the car seat and shut the door.
Or she was at her boyfriend's house. Said that.
No, yes, yes, yes. Get that. Never mind. Yeah, it just shows that fucking people can't be parents anymore. It's disgusting. I never would have done that. I never did. But that'll do it for that article.
Okay, my next one's from AP. This is their world news section. Canada's Niagara region declares a state of emergency to prepare for an influx of eclipse viewers. If you didn't know, that's going to be this Monday coming up. This is getting ridiculous. Like everybody's worried about the tourism coming to that area. Like the Niagara Falls region, how many people do they see on a fucking daily basis? Especially the Canadian side. The New York side fucking sucks. I'm not surprised, which doesn't shock me because the state of New York blows. But the Canadian side is pretty fucking cool.
Is it?
Yeah.
I've never been.
Yeah.
It can't be that busy around this time of the year anyways. You know, it doesn't have, the weather's not that great. It's not warm.
True. So I can't imagine people are, well, I mean, people probably aren't, the boat's probably not busy, but the other stuff, because like they got the Ferris wheel, like the stuff that's in this photo. They got a big shopping area. I don't know. I just find it comical because there's another state recently that declared a state of emergency because of the eclipse. And you got New York City or the state of New York, the state police have an evacuation plan already set up. And if you own an electric car that can't be in, 10 hours worth of traffic and it dies, they're just going to tow it. They don't care that your car needs a charge.
Yeah, they said not to drive it.
Yeah.
Don't drive it.
Texas has all kinds of shit going on. Oklahoma has the National Guard out. I don't know. But it is kind of funny because, you know, you got all these people flocking to all these areas, and ISIS K has come out and said they're going to do a similar style attack that they just did on Russia. So yeah. I don't know. Start putting the pieces together. I mean, I don't have my tinfoil hat on. I haven't found it since the move.
Damn.
I hope I didn't forget it.
That'd be funny.
Niagara Falls, Ontario, AP. Ontario's Niagara region has declared a state of emergency as it prepares to welcome up to 1 million visitors for the solar eclipse in early April. The total solar eclipse on April 8th will be the first to touch the province since 1979, and the Niagara Falls was declared by the National Geographic to be one of the best places to see it. Which is weird because, like, I was having a conversation with my dad the other day, and his sister's going to Texas or something to go see it. And he said, oh, I read one of the best places to see it is like the northern northeast. So nobody knows where the fuck it is, where the best view is going to be. You know what it is? It's just going to get dark for fucking 4 minutes.
That's it.
There you go. You don't have to go spend all this fucking money.
You know where the best viewing is going to be? On your fucking TV, because I'm sure they're going to have some camera pointed at the best fucking angle. There you go. You don't have to wear some goofy glasses either.
Yeah. It's just like watching, it's probably like watching the Super Bowl or, you know, the big events like that.
Right.
The city is in the path of totality where the moon will entirely block the sun's rays for a few minutes. Niagara Falls Mayor Jim, whatever the fuck his last name is, said earlier in March that he expects the most visitors his city has ever seen in a single day. All right, you know, maybe I'll give it to Niagara Falls because maybe people are coming from all over the country. Maybe. Like, because if that's the first time it's hit that province since 79, maybe. But the United States, it's hitting like, I don't know, fucking Texas, Oklahoma, Indiana, fucking Ohio. There's some other states in between there that I don't know if it's where the path of totality is, to be honest, but I know it's going up through those states because those ones have been in the news. It's going to be hitting Maine, Vermont, New Hampshire, New York.
Yep.
I mean, I don't understand traveling, like, especially in the society we live on. Who the fuck's going to spend all this money to go to another state, another shitbag state on top of it to go look at this shit? Were you going to go to Texas and get assaulted by a migrant, illegal migrant?
That, or you go to New York and the same fucking thing?
And you have no rights to fucking protect yourself as an American, so it'll be your fault ultimately?
Against somebody that's not supposed to be in the country.
So the eclipse will reach Mexico's Pacific coast in the morning, cut diagonally across the United States from Texas to Maine, and exit eastern Canada late that afternoon. Most of the rest of the continent will see a partial eclipse. Wow.
Wow.
So if you haven't heard, we're supposed to fall into 3 days of darkness because of this. I mean, half of you listening probably already have been through an eclipse, but you've seen all the weird shit out there. I mean, Texas, Oklahoma, a lot of those states we've already listed, they've come out and said, hey, have 2 weeks of food. Make sure all your vehicles are gassed up. Make sure you got 2 weeks of water. Why are you saying that?
For an eclipse.
For an eclipse. I lived in an area where, and I said this last week, I lived in an area that is known strictly for its tourist industry. And like on 4th of July, they are getting mass amounts of people. Like they don't tell the local resident, hey, have 2 weeks of food.
No.
Oh, they're just like, yeah, whatever. And you know, living there, you just know, hey, it's going to take a lot longer to get to the grocery store today because it's fucking, it's a heavy, heavy tourist weekend.
Right. Yeah, it doesn't make any sense.
I mean, I don't have my tinfoil hat on. I misplaced it, but like we've talked, it might be they're talking about 3 days of darkness. Maybe they're going to shut down the internet, cell phones, everything. It's just going to be fucking wake up and we're living in the 1800s for 3 days.
Well, it's fun. It's ironic that, you know, these conspiracy theorists would come out and say that. But it can't be a conspiracy theory if there's a lot of people that are saying the same thing or believing it.
There's no such thing as a conspiracy theorist anymore because some of these conspiracy theories or even shit we talk about that people are like, oh, fucking, you know, tinfoil hat. No, well, yeah, well, you look down the road 3 months later, it's fucking reality.
Yeah, exactly.
And then all these idiots are like, you know, I didn't see that coming.
Oh, how'd that happen? I don't know. But my next one's from Fox News. Religious themed designs banned from White House Easter egg art contest. That it's a children's egg design, which is part of the annual White House Easter egg roll.
I'm not even going to tell you you have to read this article. We already know what the fuck's going on. I'm not as big into religion per se as you are. Like you're like, I know some religion. I was, I went through the Catholic Church till a certain point. And then my parents were like, hey, do you want to continue this? And I was like, no. And they're like, okay. But I get the aspect of God and all that. But when I read this or when I see, I don't need to read the fucking article. When you see the headline or you saw the other headline of, you know, dipshit announcing it's Trans Visibility Day.
Yep.
What's the first thing that comes to mind?
The first thing is erasing history.
Well, I wouldn't say history. I'd say religion in this country. Yeah. Yeah, religion in this country. They don't want you to have any religious beliefs or any beliefs in God because they in their eyes, see themselves as a godly figure.
Yeah. Yep.
You're supposed to worship and praise them.
Oh, exactly. We're the government. We give you money. We let you live. We let you say things to a point.
I know.
So, I mean, it's pretty sad. Like, this whole Easter egg thing, I mean, if you don't know, it's for the children. It's at the White House. It's always televised. And everybody seems to have a good time.
I don't know why you'd want to bring your children to the White House.
Not
with this president.
Not with this president. Children of the National Guard are prohibited from submitting religious Easter egg designs for the 2024 Celebrating National Guard Families art event at the White House. The art contest is part of the White House's Easter traditions, which include the annual Easter egg roll. The flyer for the contest states that Easter egg designs design submissions must not include any questionable content, religious symbols, overtly religious themes, or partisan political statements. Easter is a Christian holiday. It's about the resurrection of Jesus. And
did he rise?
He did.
Okay.
you're gonna tell these people you can't put a religious symbol on an Easter egg? Like what?
Well, no, because like it's like Christmas too. People have lost the what the holiday is about. Like,
yeah,
Easter is not about the Easter bunny and the Easter eggs and all that. Ultimately, why it's celebrated is because of the religious factors of the day.
Yes,
and then they've added things to make it a little more, I guess,
sellable.
No, acceptable for kids like back in the day. So the kids would have something to look forward to on the day as well because, you know, okay, the Easter bunny came or, you know, this and that. And same with Christmas. Right. Christmas is supposed to be, well, it's not supposed to be. It is Jesus' birthday. And, you know, it's been turned into everything about Santa Claus and all that, which that's great. You know, that's for the kids and all that. But you got to make sure if you're raising a kid, you also tell them the meaning of the holiday on the religious side of things too. And you don't have to be super religious to do that. I mean, there's all kinds of religious themed things around Christmas or Easter.
Yep. So it goes on to say, on behalf of First Lady Jill Biden, the adjutants general of the National Guard are asking you for youth from National Guard families across the United States and all U.S. territories to submit artwork inspired by the theme celebrating our military families. The flyer continues, but you can't have any religious designs on it or political views. That would have been great if someone did submit something. Actually, did you see that meme? It was Joe Biden going up the steps to the plane when he trips and the Beast of Bunnies just beating the crap.
So my next one's from Breitbart, goes along with this one a little. Joe Biden tells trans Americans they're made in the image of God. How are they made in the image of God?
They're not.
If you're born with because if you're born as a female with no dick and you're born as a male with a dick, you were made in the image of God.
Yep.
You going and chopping that off or chopping off half your forearm to make a fucking penis doesn't make you the image of God there, Joe.
Nope.
President Joe Biden's deputies kidnapped Christian theology to companion transgenderism on the holiest weekend for Christianity. On Sunday afternoon, Biden's X account tweeted, "Today on Transgender Day of Visibility, my simple message to all trans Americans, I see you. You are in the image of God, and you're worthy of respect and dignity." That's cool. Most of your big trans influencers are going after children because they're really just pedophiles, or they're so psychologically fucked up, they're going in and causing mass shootings or killings, mainly in schools. So anyways, that just wanted to bring this one up. I mean, if you want to read it, it's at Breitbart. It's another fucking disgusting thing that the Biden administration's trying to push on the American people and all that. Like, nobody has a problem with people that want to be trans. Just don't try to shove it down everybody's throat. And the other thing is, why do they need this extra day? Like, fucking the LGBTQ community has, what is it, 152 fucking holidays or celebration days out of the year?
Yeah, that's what I heard.
Yeah.
What's another one?
I don't know. I mean, you're never going to amount to what white people have. We have 365.
That's it.
Yeah. We have all year.
Welcome to America.
Yeah. You know, that's why we get accused for everything. Like, fucking, oh, we came over here and we killed all the Native Americans.
Right.
That's the latest one I heard on social media. No, we didn't. The Spanish did.
Yeah.
Just like they want to say, oh, I want reparations, which we got an article on now. I'll save that comment for that. So you can go.
So to go along with your trans visibility day, my next one is
not my day. I'll tell you that right now.
Fox News: Trump demands Biden issue apology over blasphemous trans visibility day on Easter Sunday. Appalling.
Trump came out and said the day he gets elected, it's going to be National Christian Visibility Day.
After President Biden sparked fury on March 31st, Transgender Day of Visibility, which is this year is also Easter Sunday, from former President Donald Trump, called for an immediate apology to millions of Christians and Catholics, which, that's the other thing. Biden is supposed to be a devout Catholic, If you were, you never would have allowed that. You would have done it the day before or after. If you, for whatever reason,
He doesn't even know what he is.
They should have done it on April 1st. Fucking April Fool's Day, Transvisibility Day.
There you go. Well, the other thing, too, is he doesn't know what he is. He's everything under the sun.
He's whatever the little microphone in his ear says.
He's whatever Obama tells him he is.
Yes, exactly. Trump's National Press Secretary, Karoline Leavitt, called it appalling and insulting that Biden formally proclaimed Easter Sunday as Trans Day of Visibility. Leavitt said the president's announcement is an example of the Biden administration's year-long assault on Christian faith. We call on Joe Biden, Biden's failing campaign, and the White House to issue an apology to the millions of Catholics and Christians across America who believe tomorrow is for one celebration only, the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Wow. Is that what she said? That's what it said. But, you know, the article goes on because it's going to go back into kind of what I already said in the other article. But, yeah, that is the real president coming out and calling out somebody on their bullshit. And that is Donald Trump. 2024.
Okay, let's bring in the reparations here, because the fucked up trans community. This one's from Fox News. San Francisco reparations efforts stalling due to money, legal issues. Experts grill city for apology, and it's not enough. I'm pretty sure we talked about this last year, that they weren't even going to be able to come up with the money, but, you know, whatever. People are not satisfied with the San Francisco city government's progress in providing reparations to descendants of African Americans who suffered historical discrimination, according to a new report. Although a city government panel proposed monetary reparations for eligible black residents last year, with some potentially receiving $5 million, so far all they've received is an apology. If they got that $5 million, you know how many record labels would open up?
Really?
That comes from Dave Chappelle himself. Check out the Chappelle Show if you haven't seen that. He did a whole skit on if black people actually got reparations. According to him, within 2 weeks, they'd be dead broke again. Because there'd be so many record labels out there. There'd be so many cars or SUVs running around on fucking rims that they can't afford, with really nice stereo systems, and they'd be wearing these gaudy ass chains.
Yep.
Just watch it. It's fucking pretty funny.
Getting their grills.
Yeah. The Post detailed how the city has had to cut funding for a project and that people are growing frustrated over the lack of progress on their reparations. So you can go on reading about how the black people want to continue to play victim in this country, even though they, they're not. Like, it was your ancestors. You didn't go through any of this. But let's have a little educational section right now. If you want reparations, maybe you should be going after people in South America as well, because maybe some of your ancestors were actually sent to South America, because a dominant amount of African Americans that were turned into slaves were sent to South America, and the Spanish, or, you know, whatever nationality they got down there too, because you might have Germans down there, because Hitler might have been down there with the Nazi party. But that's another story. But they dominantly went to South America. So you should be contacting the South American governments and being like, where the fuck's my money? Because it's not just here. Just because they, you know, want to make a huge example out of what they did in the South. Yeah, that was pretty bad. I'm not saying it wasn't. But, you know, you don't see the Jewish people or people of, you know, Eastern Europe crying to the Germans about reparations for their families sitting in fucking concentration camps during the Holocaust.
No, because they actually fucking got over it.
You know why? Because they're white.
People love to jump and harp on the past and just live in the past.
Yeah, but nobody knows what they like. I have shut down so many arguments from people like, oh yeah, you know, your people owe me like in person. And I've told them, hey, you know what? I've done it at work. Hey, you know what? That's great. But you don't see me bitching because, you know, maybe one of my ancestors was sitting in a concentration camp in the Holocaust. They don't know what to say. Nope. Because the Holocaust was another brutal thing that happened. And I'm not taking away from, you know, the slave trade or slavery in Southern America, you know, the Southeastern side of America. But, you know, the black people in this country that want to whine and play victim, and it's not all black people. It's certain groups, you know, they want to play victim, you know, they want to, you know, oh, I should have this, or you only have this cause you're white or this or that. No, I don't have that because I'm white. I got out there. I have what I have because I got out there and worked. I don't have white privilege. White privilege isn't, you know, dominantly throughout my career, waking up at 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 o'clock in the morning while half of you black people are still sleeping because you were drinking your Henny all night.
Like, well, they might still be up when you wake up.
They might be. And I'm getting up and I'm fucking delivering to restaurants or food places, or even at one point was hauling trash from facility to facility.
Now that's white privilege.
That's right? Hauling trash. Yeah, hauling trash. That's white privilege. You know. it's fucking disgusting. And then you got white people that want to complain that you know they're upset because they're white. Okay, well, fucking, you know. Like Eminem said, he's like, oh, I almost killed myself because I'm white. Well, do us a favor. Fucking do it. Okay. You haven't put out any good music in fucking a while. So.
Well, the guy's like 50 something years old now. Like fucking go enjoy your millions. Just fucking shut up and go away.
Yeah. But that's what it is you know, you want to continue to complain about this, and this will be a thing that is going on for the rest of eternity.
Probably. So my next one's from Fox News. Trump reacts to Mexican president's $20 billion demand from the Biden administration. Trump said, I wouldn't give him 10 cents.
Hell yeah.
I wouldn't give him a penny.
Yeah.
Former President Donald Trump, or the real President Donald Trump, joined One Nation host Brian Kilmeade to discuss the lack of respect foreign leaders have for President Biden and his administration. During an exclusive interview, the Fox and Friends co-host asked Trump about Mexican president, whatever the fuck his name is, interview with the CBS 60 Minutes correspondent, Sharon Alfonsi. This dude's name, his four names to make up his name. I'm not saying that. On 60 Minutes, the president of Mexico says, we're not going to shut down our border until you change your policy on Cuba and change your policy on Venezuela. Is it okay for the Mexican president to dictate American policy? Kilmeade asked. Trump said, well, he said much more than that. He said he wants $10 billion, essentially just to talk. $10 billion to talk. And that's come out since, and no, that wouldn't happen with me, with the wall. Because that's it. They just need to put up the fucking wall. Finish it. What change can be followed up with? It's very simple. Lack of respect for the president. They would never say that to me. They would never say before you even talk, they want $10 billion a year.
Nobody would say anything. We already saw it.
No.
Russia didn't do anything. China didn't do anything. Fucking
North Korea.
The little guy over North Korea, like you were going to say, wasn't doing anything.
Nope.
The Middle East wasn't doing anything. ISIS wasn't doing anything.
It was funny with North Korea. They were saying that the little guy didn't like Trump and that they were trying to create this whole dichotomy. And then it was like a couple weeks later, Trump's walking across the fucking line, goes and meets with him up in fucking whatever the fuck that place was.
Yeah, and Trump came out and said, I don't like him, and he probably doesn't like me, but we have an agreement.
Exactly.
And just like with fucking Ukraine, he doesn't like Zelensky. He makes fun of Zelensky all the time, and Zelensky just sits there and takes it because he's afraid of Trump.
he goes on to say, they would never ask it. I wouldn't give them 10 cents, Trump said. And this goes on and on and on. But basically, the Mexican government wants to halt the surge of illegal immigrants among them, lifting sanctions on Cuba, Venezuela, sending Latin American and Caribbean countries $20 billion in aid a year, and granting legal status to Mexican illegal immigrants in the United States. What the fuck is this? It should be, you're talking to the United States this way? Who the fuck are you?
But people can get away with that because we got such a weak administration in.
Yep.
So.
Yep. Exactly.
So my next one is from the New York Post. Governor Hochul confronted by mourner at NYPD officer Jonathan Diller's wake. Crowd applauds as she leaves. The audacity of this fucking dumbass trying to show up here. Because of her actions, the guy who ultimately killed Jonathan was out because of her. Governor Kathy Hochul was filmed being confronted by an emotional mourner on her way out of a short visit to the wake of slain NYPD hero Jonathan Diller Friday afternoon, with bystanders applauding as she made her exit. The unidentified man, dressed in a black suit, gestured firmly and visibly agitated as he spoke to the Democratic lawmaker, according to the footage of the incident. The tense clash received support from the group of onlookers gathering outside the venue, who clapped as the mourner, as the blank-faced governor shuffled to her car. Yeah, he does look pretty pissed off. Hochul, who had asked NYPD, the NYPD Police Association, and Nassau County Police Association ahead of the time about attending, arrived at the funeral home on Long Island for the second day of the viewing at 1:45. While at the emotional event, Hochul had an animated conversation with Diller's 29-year-old widow, Stephanie. One witness told the Post, "It looked like she was telling Hochul off." They said of the tense exchange, "I didn't look like the widow had a kind word to say." Hochul left immediately after, the individual claimed. Another source, however, said they saw the governor having a short, respectful conversation with the devastated family. She greeted the family members, then walked out. They told the Post nothing that she was inside for 10 to 15 minutes. It was a brief, respectful visit. She was not asked to leave, the source added, of the incident outside. It was initially believed the governor was asked to leave in telling the reflection of the leader's frosty reception. Sources said Hochul discussed the policy with the grieving family. Progressive policies such as bail reform have been blamed for Diller's tragic death. Hochul's brief stop came one day after former President Donald Trump paid his respects at the first day of the viewings, where he stayed for around 40 minutes. And that's the only reason Hochul went out there, because Trump went out there. You didn't see Biden out there.
Nope.
He was raising money for his campaign. Mm-hmm. And some moron said, "Well, he raised $25 million. That's great. He should have been showing his respects for a fallen officer, you know, due to his fucking stupid-ass policies."
Yep.
So this goes on. You know, I'm sorry to hear that, you know, he lost his life, you know, trying to keep New York City streets safe. And, you know, ultimately, this is happening because of Democratic policies at the end of the day.
That it is. It is. It is sad. But Moving on to my next one from Fox News. Social media erupts, accuses Governor Newsom of pushing surveillance state with new anti-crime policy. Governor Gavin Newsom
created a massive problem in his fucking state, so he could now put in all these surveillance cameras and watch all the innocent Americans, the law-abiding citizens, do what they do.
Right.
Exactly. Next article.
That's what it is. Not. goes on to say, was hit with a backlash and mockery this week after announcing Oakland's new plan to combat rampant crime. Social media critics accuse the governor of pushing a surveillance state. So instead of actually putting boots to the ground, hiring more officers to enforce the laws and actually keeping these people in jail and all that shit, you're just going to throw up some cameras? Like, the fuck's that going to do? I mean, you can track people, sure.
What are you going to do? Just view the crime and be like, yep, that happened.
Yep, it happened. He's fucking guilty.
We don't know where he is.
Nope. Newsom announced the city's new plan to combat crime in Oakland on Friday, declaring on X that Oakland was going to be putting up high-tech cameras along busy roads around the city to identify criminals. In the post, he stated 480 new high-tech cameras are being installed along freeways in Oakland to make sure the area is safer. These will help law enforcement identify vehicles linked to crimes using real-time information and alerts. We're building safer, stronger communities for Californians. And here we go with a 90s sci-fi movie right fucking here. I don't know what movie, but I remember seeing something just like this. The initiative was put together by the CEOs of four major downtown Oakland employers as part of a $10 million security program to improve public safety and protect employees. The companies are Blue Shield of California, Clorox, Kaiser Permanente, or whatever the fuck that is, and Pacific Gas and Electric. Wow. Right? Fucking crazy. This goes on. It's kind of stupid, though. But, you know, they're literally just blatantly spying on everybody. Because if you think they're only using this for the criminals, you're out of your mind.
Anybody that has a cell phone, they're spying on you.
Well, yeah, they want another way. That's boring though. They've been doing that forever. They need something new. They need new content.
My last article to wrap up the show, this is like a little nice one before I bring it up, just so if you know, if you live in Massachusetts, go look up this article from the Boston Globe. 400 Massachusetts bridges are considered at the end of their useful life. So eventually, Massachusetts drivers are just going to be falling through bridges. But if you live in that state, fucking check that out. Maybe reach out to your representatives or people that take care of the structures in that state. But the last article I'm talking about, this is a nice one. This is respect here. We're going to show is from AP, Lou Conter. If I butchered your last name, I'm extremely sorry. Last survivor of the USS Arizona from Pearl Harbor attack dies at 102.
102.
Lou, the last survivor of the USS battleship that exploded and sank during the Japanese bombing of Pearl Harbor, has died. He was 102. He passed away on Monday at his home in Grass Valley, California, following a congestive heart failure. His daughter, Luann Daly, said, adding she was beside him along with her two brothers, James and Jeff. So the Arizona lost 1,177 soldiers and Marines in 1941 attack that launched the United States into World War II. The battleship's dead account for nearly half of those killed in the attack. So the article is just going to go on explaining a little more about, you know, the story of that ship. And, you know, we just want to thank you, Lou, me and MJ, you know,
Yeah, thank you for your service. Yeah, we take it from here.
Yeah. So I don't know. That's going to wrap the show up. I don't know. Really don't know what to say. The country's going to shit, and nobody seems to care.
No, why would they? They still have TikTok. They still have, you know, their government assistance, and their life is pretty much unchanged. It's only getting better.
Yeah. So if you like the show, you know, fucking subscribe to it on YouTube or Rumble or whatever podcast directory you're on. Leave us a comment. You can tell us how much we suck. It's much appreciated. You can give us a like or whatever the fuck the social media app is that you're using does or whatever. And you can also find us on X, TikTok. Oh, shit. That's it. We've taken ourselves off the other two because they're fucking not letting our stuff out there because Zuckerberg is banning political posts. So X and TikTok, we are at checkers_and_MJ. Truth, we are at the_realist_uncensored. And Truth Social is in the green now because of their merger. They're no longer in the red.
Oh, wow.
Good for you, Trump. We are also on YouTube and Rumble at The Realist Uncensored. That is one word. If you have any show ideas, comments, questions, anything, you can email us at therealistuncensored@gmail.com. Episodes will be dropping weekly on Friday, so be on the lookout for those. But if you subscribe, you won't have to look out for that, because then when you sign into YouTube or Rumble or you know, your podcast directory will automatically download, or you'll be sent a notification if you have notifications on YouTube. So, you know, that's going to wrap up this week's show. And, you know, just taking in consideration, America's never going to be the same. Like, it's never going to be what you thought, what it was when you were growing up. So enjoy your weekend, and maybe we'll be back on these microphones next week. If we're not, we didn't commit suicide.